a God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lamb upon the throne, and unto you we lift our voice and praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Yes, you are. You are the Lamb upon the throne.
Father, we magnify your name. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for making us your own. Thank you, we stand in your ability this morning. We stand in your grace to be a blessing. Thank you for that anointing, for it is you who hath called us and hath anointed us. We give you all the praise and glory for every good thing that you will do in our midst this morning. Thank you that lives shall be resurrected. Thank you that lives shall be turned. Thank you that situations shall be turned. And thank you, Father, that you alone will be glorified. We thank you. Thank you for utterance. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for you always, always confirm your word with signs following. We give you all the praise, and everyone that agrees shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It is a wonderful honor to be home, amen, with my mom and my dad, amen, and with the very base that sent us, amen. How many of you know God purposes and God anoints, but God put men and women in your life that will be there to send you, amen. We're glad we're sent, and we're glad for this base, amen. Praise God. My wife and I are thankful for every one of you. And thankful for what God is doing, not just in Nigeria, but here and in other parts of the world. Amen? Amen. Amen. We consider it an honor each time we get to come home, spend time with mom and dad, and be encouraged. Amen. Amen. Be fired up. Praise God. Great things are happening in Nigeria. So many wonderful things. The church is growing, like you heard Pastor say. Many lives are changing. Most important thing is that people's thinking is beginning to change. Hallelujah. Amen. We've had, the Lord has put in our hearts some things that we've been doing that's helping the people recognize the truth of God's word. Our church is known for, if you want to hear the real truth, come to this church. Amen. Amen. We've had the opportunity, the Lord put it on our hearts, to visit the hospitals. I had a vision of emptying the hospital beds. Amen. You know, in Nigeria, we have opportunity to just take in the gospel. Praise God. And gospel is the cure for everything. Amen. So we've been going. We've seen on one Saturday, we had 5 Muslims give their lives to Christ. Amen. So wonderful, wonderful things. We have little kids. It's just marvelous. Amen. We are beginning. How many of you remember? We heard, you heard Pastor David minister this by the Spirit. Pastor ministered it as well about, government officials coming into our church. We're beginning to see some of those. Amen. We have, someone who used to be an advisor to the president on agricultural things. Just coming in, amen. Just, they heard us over the radio, and the Spirit of God said, that's your man of God. So they've been coming, amen. So things are happening, praise God. The church is growing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we have so many wonderful things we can share with you, but it would take us quite a bit of time. Amen. So we're honored and we're thankful for all your support. We're thankful for your prayers. Amen. They are doing wonderful things. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, hopefully this afternoon at the picnic, we'll get a chance to maybe share more one-on-one with you. Amen? Amen. But did you bring your Bibles this morning?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Anybody happy here?
Yes.
Amen. Let me see your happy faces. Come on. Say it after me. For the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
And his mercy endures forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ah. Glory to God. Let's open our Bibles this morning to Philemon chapter 1.
Amen.
Praise God. I was seeking the Lord as to what to talk to you about, and he prompted me to minister on this, and I'm thinking, they've heard this before. They've heard this before. And I remembered what Pastor always used to ask us. You know, somebody gave you steak last night, right? Say, yeah, if they give them to you after lunch again, would you take them? I said, absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
So that's what we will minister on this morning. We want to talk to you about knowing who you are.
Amen.
Amen. Knowing who you are.
Yes.
If you don't know who you are, you will answer to somebody else's name when they call you. Amen.
Yes.
I've got a river, praise God. Flowing, praise the Lord. Philemon chapter 1 in verse 6. It says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
See, your ability to know who God has made you is a major key to living a victorious life.
Yes. Amen.
Your ability to know who God has made you.
Yes.
You know, so many people go to church, but they don't know who they are.
Yes.
Amen. You see, most failures in the life of a believer is due to lack of knowledge of who they really are.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And as a result, they fail to operate like who God has made them.
Yes. Right.
And if you operate less than who God has made you, you will live beneath what he's made available.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, God in Nigeria, I was preaching a while back, you know, people like to hear sensational things. They go to places where they say, this day the Lord will change your story. God will change your story today. Some people will say, come and you will walk out. The chains will fall off of you. So I call people. I say, hey, listen, the chain fell off of you over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Somebody say, I'm looking for God to change my story. I said to them, God has already changed your story. Amen. God has changed your story. God changed everything about you by changing your identity.
Amen.
Amen. You know, sin came, and sin was what pulled us away from where God planted us, from who God made us. Amen. Prior to sin, we were okay. We had dominion. I know you wanted to hear that word. You had dominion. Amen. You had dominion. Everything was going fine. But sin separated us from the very life that God made available to us. Amen.
Amen.
What sin really did was sin changed our identity.
Yes.
Amen. You see, your identity is your everything.
Yes.
How you get on an airplane, you need to have an identity, sure.
Right.
If you're going to receive anything meaningful, you need to present your identity.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And your identity links you to the kind of life that you're living.
Yes.
Amen. So in order for God to change our story, in order for God to change everything about us, he changed our identity. Hallelujah. That is the most marvelous miracle that will ever happen to you. Amen. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. God made you a new creation in order to get you back into the life that he designed for you. Amen. How many of you remember Ephesians chapter 2? Let's go there. Ephesians chapter 2. We will read verse 10. Oh, thank God for Ephesians 2:10. Amen. Let's read it in Amplified Bible. What do you say? It will help us get more out of it. So, in verse 10 of Amplified of Ephesians 2, it says, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, listen to this, recreated in Christ Jesus. Recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew. And then he goes to tell us why. Why did he recreate us? Why did he give birth to us anew? He goes to say that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life, which he prepared, which he arranged and made ready for us. You see, the prerequisite for living a good life is a new identity. Amen. The only qualification for this life that God designed for you is you obtaining a new identity. And that new identity is found in Christ. That's why he says, he recreated us in Christ Jesus for the purpose of us taking custody of all he's made available. Amen. You see, for so many believers, we don't understand the scripture and we keep praying to God, oh God, you know, this is what I want. You see, so many people know God as their problem solver. So many people know God as the God who will wipe away all my issues. But that's not what we were called. That wasn't just what Jesus did on the cross. Amen. It is part of it. He wiped our sins away. He wiped our troubles away. He healed us. But the very reason he came was to change who we are. Because if we remain under that sin nature, we are not acceptable before God. So in order to bring us back into the blessing, he took our place in order that we may gain his identity. Yes. Amen. Amen. So we can walk right into God acceptable. So we can be set back on the throne. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So God changed your story. Everything about you changed when you made Jesus Lord. The purpose of you making Jesus Lord is to change your identity so you can become a new creation. The blessing comes because you are a new creation. Amen. That's how God designed for you to walk right into it. He told us, amen, Ephesians 2:10, we just read, that we might walk the path that he prepared for us. Amen. You see, God did not recreate you in Christ Jesus based on what you've done. Oh, thank God. Amen. Amen. What he recreated you based on what Christ did. And what Jesus did, it means it was a finished work. Amen. Look at this marvelous complete work. Amen. Say, I'm complete. In Christ. Amen. So you don't look to anything else. You don't look to anything else to validate who you are. Your identification is found in Christ. And if you go outside of him to find validation, you will be misled. You will be deceived. Amen. So stop identifying yourself by your circumstances.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Some people say, well, you know, my this. You go interview people. Have you ever done that? Dad Hagin used to say, I used to do a survey, you know, just ask people a little bit. Most people know more about their issues than they know about themselves. Yeah, my this, you know, my situation. In Nigeria, they used to, you know, they always say, oh, you know, yeah, I'm having challenges. It's always something the devil is doing. So I asked the question one time. I said, you know, if the devil is always doing something, that means you have left where you're supposed to be. And you're way down, 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 down there. Because, you know, the Bible said that he raised us up and made us to sit in the heavenly places in Christ. Far above. Don't forget that part. Far above. If the Bible has stopped where it says he's raised us and made us to sit in the heavenly places, that would have been perfect. But some of us, you know, think, okay, maybe it's just next door. It's right beneath my feet, you know. But it went on to say, far above. And I've always interpreted that. That's my interpretation. To be at least 500 miles. Amen. So if you're always seeing what the devil is doing, being tormented by what the devil is doing, it means you don't have a view of who you are. Amen. You're not in your seat. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We are to identify ourselves with the victory that Christ made available to us. That's your identification. Amen.
Amen.
If you have driver's license, if somebody pulled up to you and said, hey, here's your new ID, and you look in there and it's not your picture, would you take it?
No.
Okay. That's the same way when it comes to the things of God. The Bible is your picture. The Word of God is the picture of you. So anything that you try to identify with that does not match this picture, you ought to say boldly to it, no speak no English. Not at all. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You see, victory for every situation is based on your identity in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Go with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. I know you've heard this before, but how many of you know a good student is always coming back and watering the same thing that he's been taught? Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, what's your new revelation? The one my pastor has been preaching.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, that's how people come up with junk.
Yeah.
You don't have to impress anybody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Just stick with the word.
Yeah.
1 John, what did I say? Let's go to chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John 5, 4. Praise God. I mean, are you okay with the Bible?
Yes.
If the Bible says it, are you okay with it?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to be smiling more by the time we're done. Amen?
Amen?
Okay. So verse 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. So what is the criteria for overcoming the world? Being born of God. What's the criteria for overcoming the world? Being born of God. Bible says if you've made Jesus Lord, you are born of God.
Amen.
Something that happened when you made Jesus Lord was that your identity changed.
Yeah.
So we can put it this way, that if your identity has changed, you are an overcomer.
Amen.
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 Why? Because you are born of God.
Yes, sir.
So whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Amen.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our identity.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, your faith is your identity.
Yes.
Are you following? Your faith identifies you with Christ. Your faith identifies you as Christ's own purchased. Amen. Are you following? Your faith makes you one with Christ. When you say, Jesus, come into my heart, I make you my Lord. The Bible says you became one with him. Yes. Amen? Amen. You became one with his victory. Yes. You became one with his power. Yes. You became one with his anointing. Yes. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes,
so, who is he that overcomes the world? He who believes that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Who that his identity has changed.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You see, this is what you need to know. This is the you must know.
Yes. Yeah.
This new you. That's your ticket to overcoming life.
Yeah.
It's not based on works.
Right.
It's not based on good looks.
Right.
I know some of us look real good, but that's not going to pass. Amen.
Yeah.
It's not based on your education.
Yeah.
We should be educated. We should be the best
yeah.
in everything we do. But overcoming or living a victorious life is not based on that.
Yeah.
It's based on this new identity.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So whenever you come into Christ, you become a new creation. You take on a new identity.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So what's your job? Know who you are.
Amen.
Know who you are.
Amen.
Because you will only rise to the level of your knowledge of who you are.
Yes.
If all you know is this little bit about you, you will operate based on that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, Bible tells us that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen.
Amen.
Lack of knowledge of who they are. Lack of knowledge of what they can do.
Yeah.
Lack of knowledge of what they possess. You see, everything you possess today in Christ was because of your new identity.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible tells us that we are accepted in the beloved.
Yes.
Amen. That's a good shouting place. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The way you see yourself determines the kind of life you live.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The way you see yourself determines the kind of life you live. You remember the spies who were that were sent to survey the promised land?
Yeah.
10 of them came back with bad report, evil report. How did it all start? Based on how they saw themselves. Because you see, how you see yourself means you will filter everything through that. Even if it's good, you still filter it through that. If it's bad, you still filter it through that. Amen. That's why it's important that you know who you are. Bible tells us, don't know ourselves after the flesh.
Amen.
How many of you will go to the grave trying to get to know somebody after service today? You know, drive all the way to the graveyard and you pull up a chair. I like to know you. I will do everything you think about me. You do that, people will be like, something's wrong. That's communicating with dead people.
Yeah.
They can't talk. And if they open up, if you open them up, they stink.
Yeah.
Any knowledge, this is my point, any knowledge that you try to retrieve of yourself outside of Christ,
yes.
smells.
Yes.
You don't want it. You don't want it. You want to know the you that God sent his only son to remake. Hallelujah. And that's the glorious you. That's the you that heaven waits to respond to. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible said that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro, looking to show himself strong on the behalf of him whose mind is stayed on him. Do you know who he's really looking for? For the new creation.
Yes, sir.
For the new creation. His eyes is looking.
Yes, sir.
Looking for the new creation. You remember Adam in the Garden of Eden. God will come down and fellowship with him in the cool of the day, the Bible tells us. And the Bible said when he sinned and was separated, that same God, that always came down to fellowship with him came, was looking for him. He said, Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? But today, I mean, if you were here on Wednesday, you would have heard Pastor preach on that. We are of the second Adam. Because we are in Christ. Our identity has changed. So God comes down saying, where are you? He said, I am your new creation. Look at me. You see, you can't talk this way until you begin to see yourself that way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Don't link yourself to your past.
Right.
Your link to the past was severed when you made Jesus Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, in Africa, in many places, they talk about generational curse. I said, you must not read the Bible. The Bible said, when you came into Christ, there was a separation.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have any ties to poverty. I don't have any ties to unsound mind. I don't have any ties to sickness and disease. I don't have any ties to spiritual death. Those ties have been severed. Forever. Forever. Amen. So, somebody says, so why are we not seeing these things? Why are we not seeing the benefits of this new identity in our lives and in the body of Christ? Why are we not seeing it? If this is the word of God, why are we not seeing it? You know why? It is because many have failed to understand what Jesus did. A lot of people think that Jesus came to save them and to solve their problems. While those things, like we mentioned to you earlier, they are part of the package. But Jesus actually came to change our identity.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Your identity is what gives you access to the life that God has for you.
Yes.
Amen. Have you ever been into a secured building? You know, you're approaching a secured building. You have to have a card. There's a security card that some people, if you work in a big corporation or in a secured building, I think we have it here. You bring that card and you bring it close to the, whatever it's called, it beeps to the sensor. It lets you in.
Yeah.
You see, God has put his identity in you as a believer forever. And you have to present it at all times. For access to those things that God made available.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Remember, we were in Ephesians chapter 2. Praise God. Ephesians 2, we will read verse 12. It talks about before this identity change. It said that in the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world, but now in Christ. But now. But now. But now. You know why we're on that. I might as well just inform you. You like to know, don't you? The difference between a religious person and a believer is that word now. That's the difference. The difference between a religious person and a believer is the word now. Because the religious person always like to say, well, someday, God's coming. When we get into the sweet by and by, the believer has come to learn that whatever God said in his word is available now. And he will step out and act like it's so.
Amen.
So back to where we were reading. And without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, in verse 18, he says, for through him, we both have what? Access. Access by one spirit unto the Father. If you have access to the Father, you have access to all that the Father has.
Amen.
So you are no more strangers and foreigners. Why? Because you possess a new identity. The you in Christ.
Amen.
Who are you? Who are you? You know, every day situations call for who you are. They ask you questions. Who are you? Remember the Bible said that the devil roams around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Yes,
I'll put it this way. Seeking for who doesn't know who they are.
Yep.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Whom he may devour, seeking for who doesn't know who they are.
Yes,
because if he can devour everybody, he wouldn't have to seek.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Seeking for those that have laid their identity down.
Yes.
And have taken the identity of the world. Amen. But the Bible says, whom thou resist, steadfast in the faith. Whom thou resist, steadfast in your new identity. Amen. Amen. Seeing yourself constantly, without ceasing, that you are of God. You know, when trouble comes, you tilt your head back. I am of God. I am of God. I am of God. That is the way out. Because he goes on to say, I have overcome. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Why all this? How did it all come to be? Because your identity changed. Say after me, I am who God says I am. Amen. You see, if you don't understand that you are a new person and that you're no longer the you used to be, you will face life like a victim. Amen. Sin made man a victim. But righteousness made man a victor. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, the work of Christ did not eliminate hardship. He made you a master in the presence of hardship. That's what that new identity will do. New identity doesn't say, okay, no more trouble. New identity just made you master in the presence of trouble. So no matter what comes and goes, you are settled. You're stable. Amen. Remember the Bible said that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Amen.
Amen.
It comes with the new identity.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, the same hardship can come to two different people. And it will have different effects. Why? Because one sees himself as who God called him. And he filters and addresses everything based on that identity.
Yes,
the other, and because he does, he sees that as something to master. The other one who sees himself as a victim looks at it and says, oh. And then brings himself under the situation. Remember, part of the new identity was that he made us master. He made us, he placed us in dominion. Amen. He put us over all those things. But if you go back to seeing yourself through your old you, things will rule over you instead of you ruling over them. Amen. Praise God. And some people respond as masters and deny whatever it is, the ability to destabilize them. You know why people leave the church where God planted them? They don't know who they are. Amen. The only safety, listen, by the Spirit of God, the only safety for the believer is spiritual growth. If you're not growing, you are unstable. This is why we see many people, they receive the things of God. You see miracles happen in their life, but they never grew spiritually. They never took custody of this new man, this new identity. Amen. They survived on pastor's faith. They survived on the corporate anointing. But there comes a time where you need to, like if you had a baby, and every day, you know, we have little ones, you know, mommy knows, I said, no, you're not going to mess with daddy today. It's time to get up and do this. See, God is the same way. There comes a time where you need to express understanding of who God has made you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what makes you a threat to the kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Remember, the Bible said, those who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You see, you can only know your God to the degree you know who he made you. Because he communicates with you based on that identity. Amen. You see, knowing God is fun when you know who he has made you. Because that's how he talks to you. Amen. He's not going to come down today and say, hey, you hopeless. No. Because he knows that Christ in you, the hope of glory, he's not going to talk to you. He's not going to say, oh, I know you are really a victim. No. Whenever he talks to you, he addresses you based on this new identity. So if you don't know who you are, who he has made you, you will have difficulty understanding his language. Amen.
Amen.
And when he says come, you go. And when he says get him, you go, who, me?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Why? Because of lack of spiritual growth.
Yes. Yes.
Growing spiritually begins with knowing who you are.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You ought to know who you are so sharp that they can wake you up at midnight.
Yeah.
See, that's what circumstances come for. They come to ask you, who are you? Amen. Remember, Jesus, being tempted as we are, look at the account of his temptation in the wilderness. What was the first question that the devil asked him? He said, if you are the Son of God, do this. If you are the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. You see, but he was knowledgeable about who he was. And he responded based on what the scriptures say. Not based on what the circumstances say. Not based on what feelings say. He said, it is written. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's who you are.
Amen.
Amen. It is written. Never to be erased either. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, what God said about you, who God said you are, is final. Final. He's not going to change his mind.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's where we're bold as lions. Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. All right, just give me a few more minutes. Praise God. Woo! Amen. Glory to God. Because of time, let's just review. How about a review? Let's just review a few things about who God said you are.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Review of who you have been made in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Number one, you are of God.
Yeah.
That was, you don't know how my family, you don't know the kind of family I came out of. No, you are of God. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation.
Yeah.
Woo! That ought to just make you dance. I'm of God. Amen. Woo. Amen. You now have the bloodline of God himself. Amen. Amen. Something else that the Bible calls you is you are the righteousness of God. Wow. Wow. I'm the righteousness of God. You don't know what I did. You don't know how messed up my life had been. But God said, if you are in Christ, you are the righteousness of God. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Woo!
Glory to God. Amen. You know what it means to be the righteousness of God? God sees you as his own. Amen. The same love that he loved Jesus with, he loves you with the same. So why are you down? Why are you acting like you're a foreigner? Amen. My father loves me. I am his own. Do you remember that Ephesians 2 in Amplified Bible? He says, I am God's own. Praise God. I am God's own. You ought to take a nap over that. Woo! I am God's own. So somebody said, you don't understand. I am God's own. Woo! Amen. We can stay on that a while, but let's keep going. Another thing that God says that you are an heir of God and joint heirs with Christ. That means you don't have to beg for anything that God has. Jesus said, all that the Father hath are mine. Therefore, he says to us that the Holy Spirit, which is the seal of our identification, will transmit unto you all that the Father has, all that are Christ, because your new identification made you one with him. So you are an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Woo! I wish we had time, but let's keep going. Something else, another review of who you have been made in Christ is that you are the redeemed. Hallelujah. Forever redeemed. Bible says that Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For a curse is him that hung upon the cross. Why? That the blessing might come upon us. I'm redeemed. Somebody said, did you know what's happening? I'm redeemed. If you're in Nigeria, you just say, I'm redeemed now. Because, you know, people come with so many stories. So you just sit back and just say, after they are done, la, 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 I'm redeemed now. Come on. Amen. I'm exempt. I took my exemption. When I went into Christ, I went into a hiding place. Hallelujah. Bible says our lives are hid in Christ. That's how you became untouchable. Amen. Another thing you must know about you, who you've been made in Christ, is that you are Christ's ambassador. You are God's contact on the earth. Have you ever seen a big corporation? They say, who's your contact? They said, call this one. God presents you as his contact on the earth. Every conduct he does on the earth goes through you. That's why he tells you, if you bind, bound in heaven. If you loose, loosed in heaven. Whatever you permit, he made you his contact. He made you in contact.
Yes.
Amen. You know, we have some pastor call us every now and then just, you know, he joked, but maybe he doesn't, but we know. He said, I like talking to you because you sit at the very seat of the government in Abuja. We're right there in the federal district. You know, we are here and the Aso Rock or the presidential palace is only about 5 minutes away. I said, God placed us there. We're God's contact. Amen. You're sleeping at night and you have the better than Instagram. It comes through. Son, I want you to do this and do that and do that. Done. And you get up and you do it. And the next day you see things just. Wow. That's who God made you. You are his contact. Amen. 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 God will not do a thing without a man on the earth.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Remember what D.L. Moody said? He said, it seems that like God is, I'm paraphrasing it, handicapped without a man asking.
Yes.
But in order for you to ask, you have to know who you are.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you ask. You know, when you abide in God, when the word of God abides in you, it makes you like, wow, this is who I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ask boldly.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyway, another thing that God, how God sees you, this new identity, is that you are the salt of the earth.
Yes, sir.
Your presence and your actions manifest Christ.
Amen.
Your presence and your actions manifest Christ. So you have to ask yourself, am I seeing myself that way? Because when you know who you are and you walk into a troubled place, your presence should bring calm. Your presence should bring peace. Your presence should bring stability. Amen. Because that's who God made. Remember, this is not based on what you did. This was based on the finished work of Christ. Amen. So we're not talking about manpower.
No.
We're talking about Jesus' power in a man.
Amen.
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 Very important.
Hallelujah.
Another thing is that you are the light of the world. This was what Jesus said. In other words, you are to lead the world, not the world leading you.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Amen. You're not moved by news.
Nope.
You create your own news.
Yeah.
Amen. I see a lot of Christians. Did you hear what they say on the news? I said, no, I carry my own news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. It's called heavenly news. Yeah. Hey, what you're reading is old people. I mean, think about this. People are frantically, you know, anxious about what retarded people are saying. People whose minds are not renewed. They don't think like you. So you shouldn't be moved by how they think. Somebody say, yeah, they said I'm this and that. I mean, would you be offended if a cow showed up at your door and said, I don't like you? Would you be offended?
No.
If I were you, I'd get me a nice machete and say, hey, you're going to end up on my table. Amen. What am I saying? Don't get bent out of shape by what the world is saying. They are not to lead you. You are to lead them. You are the light. You are the light. You are the light. You are the light. Light does not ask darkness, should I shine? Light just shines. And darkness shall not comprehend the light. Amen. Oh, something else about this new you is that you are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
That's your identity. That's what it says on your identity.
Yep.
That's right.
So why are you acting like you're not more than a conqueror?
Come on.
Yeah. Amen. You see, things happening, remember, things happening or not happening in your life did not determine this new identity. This new identity was only given based on what Jesus did.
Yes.
And if you believe it and act like it so, it will change everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's how it works.
Yes.
If you believe it, confess it, act like it so, it changes everything.
Amen.
Everything.
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 Everything. See, that's one thing I love about the Word of God. It doesn't know boundaries.
No.
It will get into places that your mind couldn't get into. And will walk and just reshape, restructure. Why? To manifest this new identification that you have.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
You are thoroughly equipped to come out of any difficulty. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Something else that you must know always triumph. This new identification says you always triumph. So if you don't see triumph, don't quit. It comes with your identity. Stick with it. Stay. It shall surely come. Amen. Stick with it. That's who God says you are. That's who God calls you. God calls you an overcomer. God calls you a victorious. That's your name. Amen. My name is victory. My name is righteous. My name is anointed. I can do all things. My name is overcomer. I can do all things. My name is righteous. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am who God says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. Situations don't lead me. I lead them one by one. Hallelujah.
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 Who is that to my right? Stomach cramps. It's been going for quite a bit. Who is it? Cramps. Cramps in your stomach. Anybody? Cramps, stomach cramping. It's been cramping. It's been cramping. It's in this area. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's you? Praise God. Praise God. Stand to your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Step out in the aisle. I just ministered to you and we go on. Praise God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, that be the end. Thank you for it. Hallelujah. It's just that simple. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see in the realm of the spirit, it's sort of like chairs being set up just at a quick pace. Chairs being set up. Chairs being set up. And I asked the Lord, what is that about? He says, people coming into their positions. People coming into their places at a fast pace. But in order for you to maintain that, you need to know who you are. Amen. You need to know who you are.
Yes.
Things will come, and they're coming for one thing, to ask you, do you know who you are? The devil said to the sons of Sceva, he said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? You know who you are. Hallelujah. I see angels that are working with us in healing ministry, just injecting, sort of like what I call, how do I describe it? Injecting things in the lower backs of some people in the middle section here. Just fixing it. I heard him say one, this will last you a while. Just give you opportunity to get your faith going. Praise God. So if that's you, stand up. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be it unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be it unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a swollen heart somewhere. Swollen. Where? Where? Swollen heart somewhere. Come, let's just melt it right now by the power of God. Swelling, praise God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Somebody else in here, the Lord's been dealing with you. Yeah. Okay. I won't. Yeah. Just do what God tells you to do. That's how I will live it. Just do what God tells you to do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Growth, there's been a growth developing. You see it rises and it goes, it rises and it goes. Are you here? Growth, some form of growth. Some form of growth. We'll lay hands on it and it will melt. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By that name, the name that's above every name, the name that brought calm to a troubled sea, the name that produced salvation, the name that demons flee and they never return, the name that's above every name. At that name, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, behold. And I thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Yeah. Ever since I hear this, ever since they changed my medication, it's been trouble. It's been trouble. Are you here? If you're here, come on, let Jesus correct it. Hallelujah. Ever since they changed my medication, anybody here, does it apply to anybody? That's what I heard in my spirit. Ever since they changed my medication, the dosage, the medication, it's been trouble. Hallelujah. Anybody? Who? Hurry up so we can go. We got food waiting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you get something this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Okay, I'll do it. So may I minister to you and your wife? Yes. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. The Spirit of God tells me there are things that God's bringing you into, but you need a more stable ground to accommodate it. It's been one in, seasons. Some of them he's talked to you about. But you need a more stable ground. And he's been talking to you. And he's going to deal with you more. So your responsibility is just obey. Amen. You need that stability there for that which he planned to manifest. He'll bless you greatly. Amen. You know, you think you're a man of faith now. Wait till you see what he has. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Yes. Thank you, Father. Clarity in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. That's what the Spirit said to tell you. Tell you in particular. Say, don't be in a hurry. God be God. Amen. Do you agree? Me too. I agree with God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Every ladder that takes a man to great things is set up by another man. I've never seen a ladder set up on his own. Set up by another man. So stay where the ladder is set. You see yourself going at a faster pace. And it will not be all like, you know, you thought about this. It will just be like, wow, freshness. Amen. Amen. You guys have children? Yeah. Yeah. Where's the oldest one? Is he around? He's in the nursery. Amen. I'm going to lay hands on you. And when you get to him, lay hands on him. Amen. He goes through cycles that you're like asking questions and questions and questions. That's what it is for. Can someone bring him right now? Okay, good. Get him. Let me lay hands on him. Amen. Does that bear witness with you? Praise God. We just let God be God. Amen. Don't you like God? He's awesome. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I say, every one of those things corrected in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right. Well, you're blessed. Amen. I believe that's all for now. Amen. Hallelujah. There are many in here this morning that God's dealing with about a church home. I'm prompted to say that to you. God's dealing with you about a church home. Do not leave without making that commitment to Him, not to a man, but to the Lord who's dealing with you. You need a place like this where the anointing is able to get to you. Where this message, you see, everything I've taught you this morning or ministered to you was imparted into me. See that man? You see that woman? Amen. If it wasn't for them and what God put in their lives for our lives, we wouldn't be where we are. And we wouldn't be going where we're going. So make that commitment. Make that commitment. Make that commitment. And things will begin to roll into shape for you. Amen. Mom and Dad, I love you both. We love you. We can't express how much we love you and appreciate what God is doing in our lives because of the impartations and because of having a father and a mother. Amen. What an honor to serve God. Hallelujah. Pango minge kakasu mageleko fobula vrageskelera. You that are sons, rise and take your place. Time is ticking. Time is ticking. You that are sons and daughters, rise and take your place. Time is ticking. You don't have a lot of time. Discharge things that are distractions and adopt things that will build you and keep you at a place of a supply. Constant supply, says the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. Glory to God. Love you. We look forward to seeing you again.